USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Saudi Arabia executed 81 people convicted of crimes ranging from killings to belonging to militant groups, the largest known mass execution carried out by the kingdom in its history. The number of executed surpassed even the toll of a January 1980 mass execution of 63 militants convicted of seizing the Grand Mosque in 1979. It wasn't clear why the kingdom chose this weekend for the executions. They came as much of the world's attention remains focused on Russia's war on Ukraine. The number of death penalty cases being carried out in Saudi Arabia had dropped during COVID, though the kingdom continued to behead convicts under King Salman and his crown prince Mohammed bin Salman. And for the first time since 1 month before Russia invaded Ukraine, gas prices stayed the same. The national average stuck at $4.32 per gallon, up 32 cents from a week ago and $1.55 from 1 year ago. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
State Department spokesman Ned Price condemned the killing of award-winning documentary filmmaker and journalist Brent Renaud. He said, "We're horrified that journalists and filmmakers, non-combatants, have been killed and injured in Ukraine by Kremlin forces." In a tweet, he said, "We extend condolences to all those affected by this horrific violence. Yet another gruesome example of the Kremlin's indiscriminate actions." Two other journalists were injured in the attack. New York Times confirmed that though Renaud, who was reportedly shot dead during Russian shelling in Irpin, Ukraine, was found with an old press badge from prior work with the paper, he was not in the country on assignment for the Times. Emilio Delgado, who spent more than 40 years entertaining generations of children playing the Fix-It shop owner Luis on Sesame Street, has died. He was 81. The actor died at his home in New York City. He had been diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a blood cancer, in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Those of you who still have student loan payments due, you may get some good news from the White House.
The White House is considering further extending the freeze on federal student loan payments, a move that could remove a looming deadline for millions of borrowers. The Education Department is instructing companies that manage federal student loans to hold off sending required notices to borrowers about their payments starting. Student debt repayments have been on pause since March of 2020 and are set to resume May 1st. The notice did not make clear how long an extension could last. In all, the change could impact some $1.6 trillion in student loans. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Yale University has begun removing the Sackler name from its campus several years after announcing it would no longer accept donations from the family that owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. The Ivy League University, about 40 miles from Purdue's headquarters in Stamford, is the latest institution to distance itself from the family amid outrage over its role in the opioid crisis. Yale, which received over $1 million in donations from the family last month, reassigned an employee from the David A. Sackler Professorship of Pharmacology and has no plans to fill academic posts named for the Sacklers, according to university spokesman Karen Pert. Purdue Pharma this month reached a nationwide settlement of lawsuits over its painkillers' role in the crisis, with the Sackler family members agreeing to pay out as much as $6 billion themselves. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.